What's up, guys? Truckdriver101.com. Let's just get down to a little rant I got about this. So OOIDA is in a battle with the government about electronic logs. I think it's a personal waste of time. I think it's stupid. I think electronic logs are here. There's no point in fighting them. That's my personal opinion. I don't fear electronic logs because I've been using them since I started back in 10 years ago, and back in 05 or 04. I've been using them, and there's no point in fearing them. They're here. They're here to stay, right? And they're queer. No, 05, I should say. But no, it's not a big deal. It's really not a big fucking deal. I don't know why so many guys are making a big deal out of it, but it's not. Look, do we need OOIDA to fight for something? I think we do. I think computer logs are here. And we need OOIDA to fight for a standard, you know, a standard operating practice for all technology and trucking. I think that's more realistic. It's more realistic to sit down with DOT and go, hey, you want to put all this computer equipment, all of it, but here's the standing operating practice. First of all, it needs to work at least 90% of the time. If on a consistent basis, DOT pulls over a vehicle and it's not working, then it needs to be eliminated. There needs to be some punishment for companies that put out a crap product that is then required by the government to be used. As a truck driver, I don't have control over whether my Qualcomm's working or not. And as these types of things become more laws, I'm sure the government's probably going to start taking away paper logs, period. And since I know they don't want to see a return of the Wild Wild West to have drivers out there driving all willy-nilly, right? So to avoid that, they need to have some standards. And I would love to see OOIDA fight for those standards. Now, I want to talk about who OOIDA, who's representing truckers in a lot of different decisions, is. The Owner Operator Independent Driver Association, I'm reading from their website, is the international trade association representing the interests of independent owner operators and professional drivers on all issues that affect truckers. Okay. So that's what they are. They're an association. They represent hundreds of thousands of drivers, they say on their website. And their mission is to create a good business climate for truck drivers, which sounds a little vague, but you know, they've been around since 1973. And that's what they do. They're basically a trucking association that represents truckers and company owner operators and company drivers. And they've been around since 1973. Their goal is to create a good business climate. I don't know what the fuck that means, but bottom line is if that's their goal, then the good business climate is to accept defeat. Okay. They're trying to currently turn it into a privacy issue, and it's not a privacy issue because they're not listening into our trucks, right? It's not. It's just the reality. Some guys out there do illegal shit. That one truck crash of an asshole doing illegal shit makes us all look bad. So bottom line is you got to stop those guys. And I understand that. But you're still doing this without following the money. People don't just ride illegally without, you know, getting paid to do so. And two, the equipment that you're putting in to create these standards, it needs to be heavily regulated, and it needs to be regulated on the company side. I can't make a Qualcomm work. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Thursday, I believe, my truck, my Qualcomm locked up. I couldn't sign out. So I had to take it to the mechanic. The mechanic had to take apart the floor in the truck, right? To get to the stupid panel so he could unplug it and make the Qualcomm reboot. That's fucking stupid. All right. You shouldn't have to do all that. It took this dude almost 20 minutes to get the Qualcomm to reboot. That's dumb. You should be able to unplug that goddamn thing. And that's it. And you got to stop being so paranoid that everybody's going to cheat and everybody's going to do this. This damn thing knows if it's been unplugged. All right. So it's in that bullshit. Let's just be honest. What the real problem is that the government and OOIDA are both living in the past. You've put all this technology in our trucks currently. You've created no standard for this shit to work, right? When I say standard, I mean if some company that makes a collision detection device, which they want to make mandatory, by the way, is breaking down, right, on a consistent basis, and DOT is giving out tickets about it, it needs to be yanked off the market. All right? That's something I would love to see OOIDA fight for. You know, fight for things that we really need. They want to have us do physicals and then put them online on a computer. But you got guys calling 3 and 4 times to their local DMV and the shit's not registering. And let's be honest, why? Because most states do not have current computers. They don't have them. They got old systems with old licenses and new systems with some of the new licenses. Some are using Windows, the old version. Some are using Windows, the new version. Some aren't using Windows at all. Some are using old ass IBM computers. The bottom line is, when you create these standards, but you don't think about the follow through, how to get a state to comply to them, and how are you going to help them take their old shit to their new shit? When you don't do that, you put us in a fucking bind. So still to the day, to this day, I was talking to a driver. He's put his license on register. And what I mean by that is registering his DOT physical 5 fucking times. 5 times. And it still is not went through. He has no control over that. And you can still ticket him, fuck with his license, his family, his ability to earn and eat because of faulty fucking technology. So if OOIDA wants to fight for something, if the trucking, the DOT wants to regulate us better, you both need to get this bullshit of the past out of the way and let's get towards the future of consistently working technology. And if the states cannot consistently fucking create shit that works or transfer old information to new information, we need to accept that and move the fuck on. Right. And say, we're not going to make this collision detection device mandatory. We're not going to make it mandatory you register your DOT physical because we can't control what states do. If you aren't going to do that, well, then damn it. Then, all right, you need to learn how to regulate these people. You need more power. You need the ability to go wherever truck drivers go and start pulling some fucking regulations on companies and making them fucking comply. And states, too. The whole point of DOT and the whole point of the CDL was to have a better regulated industry. You're fucking that up because you're not regulating everybody. The whole industry is designed like the truck driver has all this control. Yeah, back when all this shit was a truck and it was a steering wheel and it was made out of steel, the truck driver had 100% control. But today, you got a satellite, you got tracking devices, you got collision detection devices, you got monitoring devices, and this is just the beginning of all that technology. You're already talking about replacing us and fucking having machines do every fucking thing. So when all this shit happens, how do you expect all this shit to have a consistent standard to work? Right? You need to have that standard. Right? If it makes you feel better, grab your testicles and think of all those drivers you can make unemployed. Right? All right? Well, please, we need a technology standard. Okay? Before you replace us all and send us to the fucking unemployment line, we need a standard. Okay? That's what we need. Do I sound a little pissed, y'all? But I mean, we need it. We need it bad in the trucking industry. I've talked about it before, and I'm going to talk about it again. I don't give a damn. We need it. This industry, everybody's sitting around fighting over electronic logs. Everybody's using computer logs. Why is this even a fucking story? We don't need that. We need you to make sure this shit works. We need you to tell these companies if the shit doesn't work, it's gone. And then force a replacement if that's what you want. You need to go to the states and be like, oh, well, you can't do this consistently. You can't keep these drivers going and keep their long form physicals in a digital copy. Oh, well, they're not going to have that requirement in your state. We're going to make that decision. We're DOT, and we're not going to punish the driver for shit they have no control over. All right, guys. TruckDriver101.com. I just got a little pissed off. I'm sorry. But we need to OOIDA, DOT, FMCSA, all these fucking acronyms need to get together, right, and figure out what is happening in 2016 and not what happened in 1812. Computer laws have been around since I've been in trucking back in fucking 2005, 2004, right? What are you arguing about? It's 2016. You know, you're already, you know, let's move the fuck on, guys. Anyway, guys, TruckDriver101.com.